Thank you for holding. Is this Jeremiah?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Jeremiah. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good, good. How about yourself?
So far, so good. You know, I'm happy it's Friday. Not that I'm counting or anything.
Yeah, didn't even notice.
Right? Like, I've been waiting for this day all week. No.
Yeah.
No, I understand you were speaking with one of my reps here, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing. There's a new in business credit that you're eligible for. But did you have any questions about the listing or how any of it works?
No, she explained it pretty good.
Yeah, I love Tara. She's been here for a while, so she does a pretty good job kind of explaining the ins and outs of it. Well, the major benefit to you is that we even have availability, and you're so early in your business. It's crazy, actually. Most of the time, you know, a guy's got to wait 6 months or a year before a spot opens up and they have a shot at something like this. But I think you kind of did yourself a favor in putting yourself online on, like, Home Advisor and Angie's. Because those background screenings that you do, Google can see those too.
Okay.
So, I mean, obviously that'll help qualify you for something like this, and you won't have to pay per lead or click or call like you would with that platform. So they tend to call you first. Not only do they see your background screen, but they're going, okay, if you could, Home Advisor and Angie's is basically selling you leads they're getting from Google, and it goes to four or five of you. So all we're talking about is cutting out your middleman and putting you up there for plumbing so people can call you directly. And that's what most people do. You know, they just go ahead and call you directly. So I'm sure you could see a value in being listed on Google in front of your competitors.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You don't have a website at all?
Nope, not yet. Just a Facebook for now.
Okay. 1 month in, I didn't really expect too much online presence to be established, but the Facebook
we're
is
still
just
trying to. Yeah, we're still trying to get it all set up and everything.
We'll get you there. We're a premier Google partner, so we're kind of like a one-stop shop. Once you have that Google Places placement, we go in there and we fill the holes as far as, like, putting you on Bing. Bing pulls the Google top recommended guys for their top five. So you'll actually be top recommended on the two major search engines in the world for your area, obviously, not all over the world. And then for Facebook, I don't know if you're running ads on Facebook, but we actually would run ads on your Facebook. So your Facebook would even get a boost from doing something like this. And there's also your directory submissions. So, like, you'll be on Yelp, Yellow Pages, Amazon Alexa voice search results. We even do a Thumbtack submission. And you can get clients from all of these platforms. So it's not like, you know, you have all your eggs in one basket. We're actually going to use more than just Google to generate leads for the company, but most of your leads would come from Google. That's just everybody's bread and butter. That's what everybody uses.
Yeah.
You pull out your phone, it's right there, you know. So it's the most convenient. It also comes with tracking, though, too, you know, our campaigns. So you could actually see, like, what we're bringing in for you each month. You get a good idea on all the customers and the leads that are generated. I'm sure you'll spend less and make a lot more than doing something like Home Advisor. Well, I guess it depends. I mean, if you're not buying leads off Home Advisor, then I'm not going to be able to beat zero as a pricing structure. But if you're getting like 10 to 15 plumbing leads throughout the month, then this would actually be more cost efficient. So I think they charge, what, like $30 a lead?
Yeah, it's based pretty much on the job. So, I mean, it could be 18 or it could be 250, so.
Oh, geez. Well, our campaign for the whole month is $299 with your new in business credit. It's normally $499, but I drop it down $200 because of that new in business credit. And so, I mean, you're looking about $10 a day. You could generate multiple leads a day, being on that first page of Google. Not saying you have to cancel Home Advisor by Angie's, but I'm pretty sure you would after a month or two of being on the first page of Google. It wouldn't make sense to pay $250 for a single lead. You can get a whole month's worth of action for that on the first page of Google.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So that's all they're doing, though. They're just, if you do a search for plumbing in your area, just underneath those top local guys there on the map where we're talking about listing you now, you know, there's that Home Advisor Angie's List listing. It says 10 best plumbing companies. So you're on that list of those 10 guys. And when they get a lead from Google, somebody fills out their form and they'll sell it to like four of you. So they'll make that 250 times four, you know, and then they take their $1,000 and get out of you. Right. I mean, 75% of you are just paying a lead fee for nothing. So not really the best scenario for somebody who's a month in business. You know, wind up going backwards where you go forward. But, so, I mean, obviously you started on Facebook. Have you developed like a logo for the business yet?
Yep. We got a logo and all that.
You have all appropriate license and insurance?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, because Google will definitely ask you for that.
Yep, and then the liability.
I think it's like a C-36 or C-37.
I'm not quite sure. My wife usually handles all the paperwork. So.
Okay.
I know.
Yeah,
I know, like,
it's a C-36 or 37 plumbing license.
Yeah. So, the plumbing license is a LLP for here.
Okay. Well, I see you're an LLC already. That's good. Yeah, I'm sure you have registration and everything. Google asks you to send this stuff in. It's a Google verification form. That's how you get that Google business profile to say verified. So your Google business profile is actually what we work on. And that's what holds like all your reviews, your name, address, phone number, link to your website. And then we actually go into that Google business page and do the ad. So that way you show up first on the first page of the search engine. But there's a huge credibility factor to this. Like, even if you tried it for a month or two and then you left us, you know, you're still going to have your site and your Google business profile will still exist and be verified. So people who are looking up Smoky Peaks will still be able to find your business and call you directly. They just won't see you if they're just doing a general search for plumbing without the optimization. But there's a lot of long-term benefits to that because, you know, right now if you look up the company, if you just type in Smoky Peaks Plumbing LLC, the only thing that comes up is your Home Advisor listing. That's pretty much all you have. And then, I mean, Facebook's could probably bury down there, but all I'm seeing is Home Advisor. If somebody clicks on that, you know, they're getting turned into a lead now and they're getting sold to a couple of competitors in the area. I know that's not what you want, is to have your word of mouth guys, end up, you know, getting quoted by somebody else or have somebody else undercut you on that. So having that Google business profile will definitely take care of that problem for as long as you own your business. If they're searching on Google or Bing, they're definitely going to be able to see your independent listing over that third party lead gen.
Okay.
And then the site, like, we'll develop the site. We could help you develop the logo if you haven't like finalized the logo, but we usually ask you to send in photos. We like to have like a portfolio. I know a lot of times, you know, guys, you don't really want to be taking pictures of plumbing jobs, but and sometimes they don't have them. You know, we start out with generic photos, and then we always recommend you send in new photos as we go. That way we can continue to build on your portfolio and add some visibility to these.
I got a decent portfolio. It's on Facebook and stuff now, and I got some more on my phone of just, you know, final results of custom showers and remodels and stuff like that.
That's ideal. That's exactly what we want. The website that we build would have a page for each individual service that you provide. So we'll be able to, like, separate what's what if somebody's looking for kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel. And it falls within your spectrum, right? We list you for 15 keywords or services at a time. So we'll still be able to list you for those things. But if that's what they're looking for, we'll be able to differentiate them in that way. You know, the guy gets his wife on there, shop around, see what she likes, and maybe they'll help you land those prospects.
Okay.
But if I could approve that pricing structure for you at $299 month to month, I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way I could show you how well it works, right?
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hello. Sorry about that.
Yep. Oh, no problem.
Okay. And you said, what's your company's name?
Local Splash.
Local Splash?
Yeah, let me show you. Hold on. I just sent you my direct number and extension. Did you get that text?
Okay. Yes, I think so.
Okay, here, and then here comes the pricing page. So on the pricing page, if you scroll all the way down, it's the last package that says the Platinum package. That's actually what I'm putting you on, but I reduced the price down to just $299 and I waived all setup fees on it. So that's what you'll get in your service agreement. Your service agreement have all those products and features, but just for that discounted $299 pricing structure. And then it'll state in there that you're locked in at that pricing structure indefinitely, and it's month to month. So if you ever didn't like it, or your wife's like, get off of Google, I'm tired of getting calls. I don't think that'll happen, but
yeah,
if it ever does happen, yeah, we could part ways. I mean, there's no like cancellation fee or penalties. Anybody that's up there, we want them up there, you know, willingly and willing to answer the calls as they come in and try to do as best they can for the people that are contacting them.
Okay.
Yeah, we're a premier partner, though. We started in 2004. We're right across the street from the main Google headquarters, which is Google Building 1, and that's here in Irvine, California.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the $299 price, how long is that, like, promotion?
No, you're locked in. So that new in business credit, that's what I was saying, is we put it in writing in your service agreement. Even though you're not, uh-huh. It's not like a binding contract for like a term, but you do have a service agreement that documents all the products and features. That discounted pricing structure of $299 will be locked in indefinitely. So as long as you choose to remain with us. But also, if you're getting like really bad reviews, we can also part ways with you too. So that we like to do it month to month in case something crazy happens when we're first starting out.
Yeah.
After a couple months, you know, I could approach you with an offer to even like expand your service area through Google Ads or Google Guarantee Program, as long as the reviews are good, or even do like a contract that'll actually save you even more money than what this new ed business credit is saving you. But as of right now, starting out, you know, we're just getting to know each other, get the website up and running, get your feet wet, start generating some traffic for you. So it would just be that $299. And you could leave it that way too. I mean, you never have to change from that if you don't want to, but there'll be options to grow the company if you do hire some people.
Okay. Good deal. Well, I think we're going to try it out.
Yeah, you're going to love it. I mean, I was already looking at some of your home advisor stuff before, and I'm like, okay, if you could do anything with that, then this would be a no-brainer for you. It won't take you longer than, you know, 30, 45 days to see the difference, really. So I'm going to create your Google business profile, Jeremiah. On the first page of Google, you could only have one phone number listed for Smoky Peaks Plumbing LLC. Did you want to use this line we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So 423-647-0049?
Yep. That's it.
All right. I'm assuming you spell your name the biblical way?
Yep.
Okay. And then what's your last name?
It's Wahlin. Wahlin.
Okay. And you're the sole owner?
My wife owns 25%.
Okay. Let's add her to the business profile. What's her first name?
Courtney.
Courtney. You said wife, right? So Wahlin?
Yep.
Okay. So co-owner / spouse. Okay, and what's Courtney's phone number?
It is 904.
Mm-hmm.
322.
1, 2, 3, 4, 2. Okay. And just so you know, we're never going to, like, reach out to her or have this displayed. But if she calls in, she has full access to the campaign. So any changes that she wants to make, modifications, Facebook, the website, anything, she's got full access to.
Okay.
Okay. I sent you my direct number and extension, so if you want to share that with her, that way I have her number on file. She calls in, I know who it is, you know.
It'll be attached to your account.
Okay. And then what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing and the invoice receipt?
It's smokypeaks@gmail.com.
Easy. All right.
It's no E.
So no, yeah, just like the business name, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I gotcha. Right. It validated it, too, because it's Gmail. It lets us know right away if it's active or not.
Okay, cool.
Okay, and then I had an address. Where did that go? There it is. So this is the, you're in the right service area. I didn't get that part right, but is this address accurate, the 1325 McGregor Drive?
Yep.
Okay. Can you receive mail here?
Yes.
Okay. Google's going to send you a PIN verification letter. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own the business. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are.
Okay.
We can hide the street address, though. It looks like a residential. You want me to hide that
it's
for
our
you?
House. Yeah, sure.
I got you. You just still see city, state, and zip on your Google business profile, and on the first page placement, I'll deactivate the turn-by-turn directions and hide the street address, so that way you don't have to worry about anybody showing up at your door. That'd be awkward. That's one way to get somebody shot, huh? Whoops. I know who you were. Yeah. He just showed up with a pipe. I thought he was a threat.
So I come to you.
Yeah. I come to you. You don't come to me. Yeah. No, the brick and mortars, we definitely leave that up there, but if you're going to them, you're a service-based industry, so we shouldn't have that displayed anyway. They give you the option.
Yeah.
Okay. And how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
8 to 5.
8 to 5. Okay. Is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
Yeah, Monday through Friday. I do emergency.
Okay. So 24/7 emergency?
Yeah.
Okay. For additional rate, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good man. Don't be out here doing favors for free. Okay.
Yeah. So, right.
Okay. Traditionally, we're going to have Saturday and Sunday closed, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I got 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. Saturday and Sunday closed, and then 24/7 emergency services. So they can still get a hold of you anytime, but if it's after 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, then it's going to come with an extra fee.
Exactly.
Gotcha. All right, and can you accept cash, check, and card?
Yes.
Okay. Card with an additional fee, right? 2 to 6%?
Yes.
Okay. I think
not
it's, my first
video. 2.9. Yeah, we
2.9,
just set up
with,
so
yeah, they give you better rates depending on your credit. So I hear some as low as 2 and others as high as 6, but I just put additional fees may apply, that way you can put it on the customer instead of it coming out of your pocket.
Okay.
If they want that added convenience, at least they'll know ahead of time, like, okay,
good deal,
gonna be a charge for this. Okay. All right, and then we got to purchase a domain. I'm hoping SmokyPeaksPlumbing.com is available. We might have to go either Smoky Peaks Plumbing LLC or Smoky Peaks Plumbing TN. So I'll check it out. They'll let you know during the client interview what's available. Our client interviews, they typically take 20 to 30 minutes, but they ask for an hour window in order to complete it. The last appointments that I have available for today is actually going to be between 5 and 6 here in about 25, 26 minutes. Otherwise, we got to roll it over to Monday. Do you want to try to shoot for the 5 to 6?
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay. I'm going to lock in real quick, and then I'll send the profile downstairs. So yeah, I should be able to get everything up and running in that time. I definitely got a lot of legwork to do, but I like that. Makes the day go by faster. Get me to my weekend.
Ready?
Yeah. Okay. And I'm sure by the time I'm done setting everything up for this account for you, it'll be time for me to go home.
So. There you go.
That's perfect. Yeah, it's good because we only got to get it set up once. After that, it's just doing a lot of updates and minor tweaks, you know, if the missus wants to change something on the website here and there, stuff like that. But
yeah.
This is okay. All the heavy lifting kind of up on the front end right here. So. And then cool. Google's, I'm going to send you your form for your Google verification right now. Need
okay.
To fill this out. Probably going to have to fill it out over the weekend, but that's fine. At least we come in Monday, we'll pretty much have everything. All right. I sent it to text and email, so it should take a second just to come through. I know you say your other half knows about the licensing and everything, so you might just want to forward that link to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's pretty easy though. Like it has little tabs in it where it says like upload file, and then if she clicks on it, she could either upload it directly from the mobile device that she's on, or literally just take a picture from the camera right there of the paperwork and send it in. And that goes to Google. That's not something that they like display anything that's on that Google verification. It's not going to be seen by like the general public, but they will put a little badge with a check mark on your Google business profile, and just gives them peace of mind and lets them know that you guys are Google verified. You're safe.
Awesome.
You know? Yeah. If you hire this guy, we'll be able to trace him down should any of your jewelry come up missing. If he steals your gold faucet. No. All right. So I got you squared away. All right. Let's do client interview. I'm going to send you an invitation of this. One second here. So I got the client interview tech and then smokypeaks@gmail.com. Okay. Did you get that text?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you do have a nice logo. I like this. It's attached to your Gmail.
Yep.
Yeah, that's my favorite color right there, so stick it out to me. Yeah, I like that blue. I like either neon blue or, like, baby blue. And usually my two favorites. Yeah. All right. Update. Verify and submit. All right. Take it off the board. This one's officially going to Smoky Peaks Plumbing LLC. All right. And you're willing to travel up to a 40-mile radius?
Yeah.
I mean, we can cookie-cutter it, too, if there's areas you don't want to go to. So if we start out like this and then you go to a part of town and you're like, hey, I never want to go over there again, just let me know. I've had it happen before. So
we could definitely. Yeah, we just moved up here. Probably 3 months ago. We're from Florida, so.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, we don't
really
know.
How you like the transition?
Oh, we love it.
Yeah. It's a little calmer, huh, Tennessee? I feel like Florida is kind of like the party and still kind of like city life out there a little bit.
Yeah. And we just had our first kid, so we were like, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was just what I was going to say. I'm like, this area is more for like raising a family. Yeah. I have a lot of buddies who actually moved from California to Tennessee, and they love it. They say it's way better.
Oh, yeah. I've met so many people from all over here, and they just they love it.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of people that are actually moving into this area. It's a hot spot. Here in, like, DFW, Texas, and then some areas of Nevada are kind of, like, peak right now for people just relocating. So.
Oh, yeah.
But you're getting a lot of, like, New Yorkers going there and California people going there. So, as long as they don't bring their stuff with them, you know.
Yeah. That's what everybody says, all the locals.
Yeah, like, leave that California crap over there. I get it. I live over here, but I'm from Orange County originally, so we're kind of like the red area.
Yeah. That's the main thing. Like, the street I live on, I mean, the neighbors have lived here 60-some years, so it's like, you know, I came in with my Florida pass, everything else, and they're like, oh boy.
Mm-mm. Yeah, they come check you real quick. Hey.
Yeah, that's what it was. I got a plumber that moved next door, so I mean.
Yeah, you're not one of them Biden lovers, are you? They're all, get out of here. No, they're good people.
Yeah.
Everybody I talk to, I work with this area, even like from the reviews that I've gotten from past clients that I work with, all the reviews I see, everybody seems to have something nice to say. I very rarely have come across bad reviews from this area. So it should be good.
Oh, yeah. People are great here.
Yeah, it's a good way to get to know people, too. If you're only 3 months into the area and then having the company, I'm sure you're going to meet a lot of people just doing this.
Yeah. I mean, that was our plan, because it was just like, you know, so many people that I've met here in construction business, it's like they've grown up here. So they got full schedules from people, you know, they know. And I'm just, you know, for me, it's a little tougher to get my name out because nobody knows me. Nobody knows the companies.
Well, this will do it. I mean, obviously you might get some rogue people, you know. I mean, some people have their circles, but these are going to be the ones that are, you know. But I feel like even with word of mouth chains, you know, they kind of fall when it comes time to, like, do the job. Like, let's say you have a buddy you've known for, like, 10 years and he does plumbing, and then at the time you're, like, freaking out and you have, like, water all over the floor, or, like, you really want to go do that kitchen remodel now, you got the money saved up, or the bathroom remodel, you're not really going to remember that buddy. You're just going online kind of like trying to solve your problem. You don't usually think of your friends when your problems come up, you know. You just go try to solve it. So, yeah, most people just hop online and, you know, the guys that are on the first page get 90% of the traffic. So, and I'm putting you where most of these people are going to be looking, and that should definitely help.
Awesome.
But we do need to get that PIN verification from you in the mail. I do need to get that form from the missus. And then obviously we got to build your site too. So, you know, realistically the first like 7 to 10 days, you're not going to see much. The kind of work you do, I mean, one bathroom model should, you know, offset the cost for the next few months. But so you'll be able to see return in the first month. But I think month two is where things are really going to start to pop for you, because we won't have to go through that setup process again.
Gotcha.
Okay. I just want to be transparent. It's not going to be flip a switch or up there tomorrow. You know, we've got to build a site.
Yeah.
Get that pin in the mail and then get your paperwork and verify it with Google. Then we can put you up there.
Okay.
All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Card, debit card. Does that work?
Okay. Yeah, that works. Is it going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under my name.
Okay. You don't have a business account yet?
I do. It's just haven't got any clientele in there yet.
Gotcha. Okay. So, we'll take care of that. And then whenever you want to swap it out, just let me know, just for CPA reasons. This isn't your first business, right?
No, this is my first business.
Oh, it is. Okay. Well, you already got the LLC, so that's a huge bonus. But this is considered a business expense. So this invoice and the next one, when you go to file the beginning of the year, will both be write-offs for you. So usually that's why you want the business account, because then it just has all the business expenses right there. You don't got to, like, collect receipts and invoices and stuff for everything throughout the year. But I'm still going to send you the receipt. Yeah, so you'll still have it and still be able to write these off. And then hopefully before the new year comes around, we can put that business card on there and just do it that way going forward. That way you have all those.
I got it all set up. It's just I haven't deposited anything in it yet, because I literally just set it up yesterday. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I mean, you're moving in the right direction. Sounds to me like you guys are all ready for this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have the time and all the steps needed. You know, got the insurance, the LLC, the insurity bond for Johnson City.
That's big, though, to be honest. I mean, at any point, if you would have said no to having any of those things, I would have had to be like, you know, we can't do this, actually.
Yeah.
So that's really my concern. When Tara tells me, oh, it's a new business, I'm like, okay, yeah, we could definitely help him with the price, but does he have all his paperwork, you know? Because sometimes people are like 3-4 months in, technically, and they're still missing stuff, and it's like, geez.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, I've been plumbing for, like, you know, straight out of high school, like 13, 14 years now, but it's like, you know, I've never ran a business, and I've worked for some shady people before, so I'm like, you know, I want to do it all legit, all right, you know. And
yeah, they're super thorough when it comes to plumbing and HVAC guys. you know, they have us be very thorough. Like you'll see on that form, you know, they don't throw anybody up there without, you know, making sure that they're actually like somebody that's safe for people in the community to go with. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Clearly around here there's a lot of drive by people.
Yeah. Well, now you can understand why we go, hey, let's do a month to month, you know? Most of the marketing companies are going to say, hey, do 6 months or a year, and they want that contract. We're like, you know, what if you're a serial killer? We're not going to keep telling the community to hire you. You know what I mean?
Like, all through the trial and the conviction.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he might not end.
It's allegedly. It's okay.
Yeah.
Like, no. Yeah.
Oh, they
so
got
we go
dropped.
Month by
it's
month.
Fine. He's open to this.
Yeah. But obviously, you know, if things go well, like I said, and then obviously you'll make some friends too. If you hire some people in the area, you know, then that's always opportunity to expand and grow. You know, I imagine, I'm hoping by this time next year, it's a totally different type of business and you guys are doing well.
Same.
Yeah. This will help. You know, the traffic is the key. Once you have the traffic and the cash flow coming in, the rest of the stuff just kind of falls in place.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I think. We got on store and, you know, Craigslist, Facebook, pretty much like anywhere that was kind of free before we went to Angie's just to try to get our name out.
Yeah.
And it was like,
no, that's,
that was one
that's smart.
When we did Google, because I was like,
this is kind of more of like the finish line for marketing, but I always tell people, you know, that it's better to do this. Like if I were to start a company from scratch, and I've actually done this before, my dad runs the painting company. He was painting for years. He's like 60 and he wouldn't stop working. So I just created the company and then I told him to oversee everything. they strictly will call me if he tries to touch a ladder or like a paintbrush, anything. Yeah, but I always say that's the best way to go is to market first. You know, get that pipeline of customers built up, do things independently for a while with just you and handling the jobs on your own terms. And then once you've got the pipeline built up to where it's overwhelming, then consider, you know, bringing some people on. Some people try to do it the other way around and they go hire people and then they're scattering around trying all these free things and paying per lead. It's crazy. So if the marketing established, it takes care of a lot. Okay, sorry, I got you off track here. They're telling me, are you going to send me these notes for this client interview in 15 minutes? I'm like, okay, hold on. All right, so the billing address, is it the same as the street address that I'm going to send your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
All right, I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay, it's 4403.
4403.
9311.
9311.
5016.
5016.
0704.
0704. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0124.
124. And then 3-digit code on the back.
376.
376. Okay. And there's a security question. You're going to want to share this with Courtney. So this is just in case we want to verify your identity or vice versa, if you want to verify the identity of one of my representatives. So you have three options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We could do mother's maiden name.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name, Jeremiah?
It's Berthold, Berthold.
Retype Berthold. Answers match. Well, good thing you got away from that one, huh? No. Berthold.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. Update. Why does it keep lowercase in the B on there? All right, whatever. That works. Same word. Okay, save. Okay, and you got that form for Google verification, right? I know I asked you a couple times, but I don't know. Firm answer. Okay, so definitely got to get that filled out, and then I'm going to just notate this. That'd be good. Okay, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification, actually, because of the discounted pricing structure. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't agree with or if you don't understand it, just stop me. I'll rephrase it for you. But I want to make sure we understand, before I process. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Smoky Peaks Plumbing, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Jeremiah Wallin, co-owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Jeremiah, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
We already know what you currently have. It's just saying after today, give us a heads up. We kind of want to avoid you like paying for something you already have or duplicating any of your online listings. We won't even duplicate your Facebook, actually. We'll request from you or Courtney access to the current one. You could add us as manager, and then we'll go in there and do the ads through it. We won't duplicate it.
Perfect.
Okay. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months. But it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is November 10th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, that's going to be for our Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the custom website design for you at no additional charge, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming. So this is all part of a new in business credit that I applied, and then I kind of added some sweeteners there. It says when the term is completed, your agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the 10th day, but it'll remain in this discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. It does state that if you are going to discontinue our services, we ask that you contact us before the next billing is due so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a confirmation text message and email with an outline of the agreement in writing. We do ask that you sign off on that. You're also going to receive a second email that's going to have access to your app and account dashboard and tracking system. So that's actually something you can share. Oh, why is the account going yellow? Oh, December 10th, 2023. It says the next bill is not going to go through, I think. This card expires soon. Gave me some kind of January 24. No big deal. We could adjust it before then.
I'm going to order a new one. I just noticed that when reading it off to you.
Yeah, but you have that business card. We can always swap it over to. We're going to bring some clients in and put some money in that one. So we'll worry about that later.
Perfect.
No big deal. It just kind of caught me off guard there. But yeah, there's an account dashboard and tracking system that you want to share with Courtney. That way, if you guys are missing calls, it'll actually save their information and you could go back in there and you'll have like a pipeline of those leads you could still go through and call back and like return.
Okay.
That's pretty useful. And then she could also like request new reviews from jobs that you finish. You just punch in their number in there. It'll send them like a live link to your Google business profile asking about their experience and to write a review. So there's a YouTube video. I'll show you how to use it. It sounds kind of technical when I explain it like this, but it's pretty easy. It's a good tool to have. All right, so update. Okay, we're good. So I'm just going to notate the crap out of this for like the next 7 to 10 minutes, and then once I finish, you're going to get contacted by a client interview technician from our company, and then they're going to walk you through your client interview process.
Okay.
All right. So that concludes the initial setup, though. I want to thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. You do have my direct number and extension. So I'm here Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have 24/7 customer service at the same number. You just hit extension 1. obviously share that with your other half too. So I want to make sure she's in the loop too. She's listed as the co-owner.
Okay.
All right. Well, enjoy the next 7 to 10 minutes, and then we'll be reaching back to you shortly.
Awesome.
All right, Jeremiah. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right. Bye.